You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, we hear from recent Athlete of the Month, Danville softball player Grace Gronberg. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. Our new Athlete of the Month series runs throughout the upcoming school year. Here's the gist. Each month, one high school athlete from Richland, Ashland, and Knox counties will be recognized as the Park National Bank Athlete of the Month. Those athletes will be profiled and awarded a commemorative Athlete of the Month certificate. Additionally, the athletic departments of the monthly honorees will receive $1,000 from Park National Bank. Danville's softball history remembers 2017 as the year they reached the Division IV state championship game. A young Grace Gronberg, then an elementary school student manager, witnessed the excitement and pressure of high-stakes competition from the dugout. This experience left a lasting impression on her. Fast forward to 2024, and Gronberg is the driving force behind Danville's quest to return to Akron's Firestone Stadium. Named Park National Bank Athlete of the Month for April, her contributions on the field are undeniable.
And you're going to Bluffton, is that right?
Yes.
How'd you land on Bluffton?
Their coach reached out to me after she saw me play over the summer, and I went up and visited the campus and I talked to her. And then a few months later, I went up and I spent a day with the team, and I just really felt at home there, and it's a great program. So,
okay. I guess, how have you kind of evolved as a player since your freshman year? I mean, how has the game changed for you since then?
I mean, obviously the team grows every year, and each year we get new players, and I think just the team atmosphere has helped a lot.
Now, you're probably old enough to remember the 2017 team, right? The state runner-up team, was it?
Yeah, I was actually the manager.
Oh, is that right? Well, I mean, I guess being a piece of it for that long, does that kind of motivate you to try to get back there?
Yeah, I mean, I still remember, like, the bus ride there and being there in the dugout with the girls, and it was really exciting, and I do hope to get back there this year.
Did you, obviously, been doing it for a while, did you expect to, I don't know, be this good this year? I mean, as a team and individually, I mean, because you've done some pretty impressive things at the plate end and in the serve play.
Yeah, I mean, last year we didn't end the way we wanted to, and so we worked hard this offseason, so I expect us to be pretty good.
Was that motivation? I mean, you guys had that long run at district championships, and that came to an end last year. Has that been motivation for you?
Yeah, that has been. And obviously, we didn't play how we wanted to play last year. We didn't play our game, so... It's pretty, like, all year we've kind of been motivating ourselves to get back to that district championship game and win.
And you got the team that beat you, right, today?
Yep.
Is that something you're excited to play, get a chance, another chance at New York Catholic?
Yeah, it is. And especially so early, because they came at us. And so that's kind of another piece of motivation. So
to win a conference championship this year, I mean, you guys didn't win it last year, right? You didn't win the KMAC. I mean, I would imagine that was probably a big piece of the puzzle for you guys, too. I mean, in terms of motivation as to go out a KMAC champion.
It was actually, we had three goals as a team this year, and that was one of them. So yeah. That was great to accomplish it.
What were the others?
We wanted to be better hitters this year, and we also wanted to win the district championship this year since we lost it last year.
How about in terms of not just production on the field, but being a senior and being a leader? I mean, do you take that responsibility seriously?
Yeah, I mean, we have three other great seniors, right, and we all take that responsibility, and we all kind of put the role on our shoulders of being seniors.
Very good competition in the KMAC this year, but you guys, I mean, you went to the Wendy's, you played really good teams there. Yeah. I mean, did those kind of games prepare you for what you encounter in the postseason?
Yeah, obviously. Our conference is really strong, but those games outside, they make us better. And we see pitching that we could see in tournaments and stuff that we don't always see in our conference. And so that, like, makes us better as a team.
2-1 at the Wendy's?
Yes.
Who was the loss
to? We lost to Portsmouth. Their name?
They a D4?
Yeah.
So that's a team that you could potentially run into down the road here someplace. I mean, because, I mean, and you touched on it, but I mean, seeing those teams now, I mean, you're not going to be surprised by anything that you might see at the state tournament or in the regional or anything like that.
Know a great athlete in your community? Athletic directors and coaches have until the 25th of each month to nominate an athlete. Stories profiling the winners will be published on Richland Source, Ashland Source, and Knox Pages during the first week of the following month. Let's move on to some Ohio history. Did you know that Terrence Howard is an Academy Award-nominated actor from Ohio? He is best known for his roles in Hustle and Flow, Dead Presidents, and Mr. Holland's Opus. Howard starred in the first Iron Man movie as James Rhodes and led the TV series Empire as Lucius Lyon. He released his debut album, Shine Through It, in 2008 and announced his retirement from acting in 2022. Howard's personal life includes a number of allegations and controversies, including a conspiratorial belief that 1 times 1 equals 2. Now an event coming up that you should know about. Today is Mansfield's first final Friday of the Summer Music Series at the Brickyard. With a great weather forecast, thousands of people are expected to attend the show. Ethan Tim opens the show at 5:30 p.m., followed by Yak Pack at 6:30 p.m. The Michael Weber Show headlines the concert and is expected to take the stage at 8:30 p.m. Food trucks will include Bitchin' Kitchen, Deja Food, The Fry Guys, Poncho's Tacos, The Food Tour, and The Looney Lemon. Also, to help improve accessibility, Richland County Transit plans to provide fare-free, on-demand response rides during the 5 scheduled Final Friday events at the Brickyard this summer. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember Carol Giler. Carol lived a life of adventure, love, and joy. She lived to be 84 years old. She worked at Belleville Truck Stop and later GI Plastics until her retirement at 62. Known for her hard-working and meticulous nature, she instilled a strong work ethic in her children. Carol enjoyed flower gardening, crocheting, and theater. In retirement, she loved to travel with her family. Carol was preceded in death by her husband, Wallace, and daughter, Peggy. She is survived by a large, loving family, including children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Carol's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.